From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Rival U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are stumping for all the votes they can get. Both candidates are making multiple appearances across the nation Saturday as Tuesday's election day draws near, with polls showing a nearly equal amount of support for each candidate. Trump was making appearances in North Carolina, Florida, Colorado, and Nevada. His campaign said he would also make a stop in Minnesota, a traditionally Democratic state in which he is trailing Clinton by just a few points. In Wilmington, North Carolina, the Republican candidate told supporters his love for the country spurred his decision to run.
And you know, I used to be on the other side of things, in case you didn't know. And I led a very nice life. But I also love our country. And this was an easy decision.
Speaking in a torrential downpour in Florida, Hillary Clinton said that she will be the president that the country needs.
I want to be the president for everybody. Everybody who agrees with me, people who don't agree with me, people who vote for me, people who don't vote for me.
Clinton will make an appearance Saturday night in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with pop singer Katy Perry. With just 3 days of campaigning left before most Americans cast their ballots, polls are showing a tightening race between Clinton and Trump. The U.S. military says this week's deadly clashes with Taliban insurgents in northern Afghanistan very likely harmed civilians. Provincial authorities say Thursday's pre-dawn joint counterinsurgency airstrikes near the city of Kunduz killed 33 civilians, half of them children. Two U.S. soldiers and several Afghan commando forces were killed before the airstrikes. This is VOA News. Turkish police used water cannon and tear gas on hundreds of protesters Saturday in Istanbul to disrupt a march in support of an opposition newspaper whose staff had earlier been arrested as part of an ongoing government crackdown. The protest erupted hours after Turkish authorities ordered 9 executives and journalists from the opposition secularist Cumhuriyet newspaper to be held for trial. Prosecutors linked the arrests to the newspaper's alleged support for a fugitive cleric suspected of orchestrating a failed coup attempt in July and for its alleged links to Kurdish militants battling the Ankara government. Iraqi government forces traded artillery fire with Islamic State militants as they attempted to advance into areas of eastern Mosul Saturday. Government media reported the troops had entered at least 5 eastern districts of the city within the past 48 hours and that bitter fighting was continuing. The government forces seeking to recapture Mosul are having to pick their way through a hazardous obstacle course of berms and booby traps constructed by IS fighters on roads leading into the city center. Meanwhile, as many as 17 people were killed Friday while trying to flee from a village near Kirkuk. News reports say 7 families fleeing from Hawija were riding in a truck when 2 roadside bombs exploded. Syrian civil defense officials say at least 3 people were killed and 15 injured in an apparent airstrike on Darat Itza in northwestern Aleppo province. The opposition-run news agency Thika posted a video online Saturday purported to show a missile falling on the town. The footage showed a huge explosion and a large plume of smoke rising over the center of town. Pope Francis has denounced what he called the scandalous amounts of money that governments and world institutions have found to save ailing banks, but not suffering people, including migrants who are dying as they try to cross the Mediterranean Sea. On Saturday, the pontiff denounced those policies as he described the current treatment of migrants in the Mediterranean region as shameful. Thousands of migrants have perished trying to cross the Aegean and the Mediterranean from North Africa and Turkey to Europe. Nigerian army officials say government troops have rescued one of the Chibok schoolgirls kidnapped by Boko Haram Islamic extremists more than 2 years ago. A military spokesman said Saturday the girl was found in Borno State and was found carrying a baby boy. Some 276 girls were abducted from a school in northeastern Chibok town in April of 2014. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.